as we welcome Fairhope City Council President Jack Burrell. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Lori. Good morning, Fairhope.
Thank you for your time. I know the City Council meets tonight, Fairhope City Council, at 6 p.m., and we are pouring through a 50-item agenda. Yikes.
It's a big one.
But a lot of it is because y'all approved the budget.
That's
at
right.
The last meeting, and many of these are budget appropriations and purchases that are supposed to occur once that happens. Let's start with the headline in the Courier from Friday. Fairhope approves budget. Officials say it holds spending and income estimates at a low level. Tell us about the budget.
Well, Lori, one of the concerns every year that we have when we pass the budget is whether or not we are estimating revenues. And, you know, I've said this before, it's easy to spend money, but you have to have it to spend it. And we want to be wise when we estimate what our revenues are going to be, just like you do with your household budget. You budget based on, you know, I hope you do anyway, that you budget based on what your income is expected to be. You can't put together how much money you want to spend and then say, hey, and I'm going to make this much money so that I can spend that much. For most of us, that doesn't work, and it shouldn't work for the city. So we came out with some conservative estimates. You know, I think that we'll actually beat those estimates, but we need to be conservative. We're still in a pandemic. It still could affect revenues. Surprisingly enough, we're not seeing the impact due to COVID that we thought we would see. But we have other events, like, let's say, you know, Arts and Crafts Festival was postponed. There's no guarantee yet that we're going to have it. We hope that we do. We didn't have it last year, and things like that impact, you know, the city's revenues significantly. For instance, lodging tax revenues are down.
And the income from special events like Mardi Gras, 4th of July,
Mardi Gras, 4th of July, New Year's Eve, all those events happen to be canceled. You know, we take a hit. People, though, are itching to get out. So with the waning of the pandemic right now, I think due to vaccinations and due to the fact that so many people have already caught COVID-19, numbers are going down every week, and we just hope and pray that decline continues. But so we made conservative revenue projections, which means that we have to make conservative spending projections.
What's the total budget price?
Well, when you look at it all between the city and the utilities, we're up around $75 million, $70 to $75 million. I believe they put in there $30 million, but that was just the general government. If you read the Courier article.
Estimated revenues of about $30.45 million.
Right. Yep.
Dollars.
Right. Yeah, but total revenues for the city, because we do own our water, gas, sewer, and electric utilities, is closer to $75 million.
Okay.
And we're responsible for those budgets as well. So it's a very big budget. You'll hardly find a city of this size that has a budget, you know, that large. And we do it without any industry. We really don't have, you know, a big industry here. We have a few. Thomas Hospital, medical industry here is big. We have one large hotel, which is actually not in the city limits, but they bring a lot of revenue in nonetheless. Other than that, you know, we don't have an oil refinery or something like that pumps millions of dollars into the city. We don't have a shipyard. So we make it through sales tax and property tax for the most part.
And you're not making it through the garbage.
We're not making it through the garbage. Let's talk about that.
Let's
so,
do,
yeah, you probably read the headlines about the garbage fees going up. And, you know, they were low for quite some time. They were about $12.80 four or five years ago, and we raised them $1 a year to up to $15.80. And even that wasn't enough. We provide garbage pickup twice a week, debris pickup once a week, and recycling once a week. So in total, they will come by your home or your business four times a week, which is really unheard of. There's two other local communities that do that, Gulf Shores and Saraland. So we're right there among the best, and we were also the cheapest. The other cities that perform these same services are charging over $20 a month for that service, and we were charging $15.80, which was resulting in a little bit over close to $900,000 a year loss in our garbage department, or, and that's part of public works, but we'll just separate sanitation from public works from the rest of it for the sake of this conversation. Now, you know, we realize that, you know, people do pay property taxes, and that should cover some of that, but we can't lose that much money in garbage and sustain the level of service and the quality of the city that people have come to expect in Fairhope. So we could have raised it a little at a time, in which we would just continue to lose money over the next several years. And then Councilman Conyers made the motion to go ahead and raise the fees by $4.20, which admittedly, percentage-wise, is a huge percentage increase. It's about 25%. But if you still look at the cost of services, we're still going to be the lowest of anybody locally that provides all of those services, and even lower than some other municipalities that don't provide as much service. So we could have cut back the garbage collection to once a week, but we weren't going to lay people off or get rid of equipment, so our fixed costs were going to remain the same. So I think it's best to leave the level of service as we have it, raise the cost. I think most people here understand and are not upset. I haven't had anybody, not one person, complain about that. I'm sure we'll get a few complaints, which would be natural, but I haven't had any yet, Lori, and I'm glad that we're able to fund that department the way they need to be funded as well.
The deficit of $933,000 a year in garbage collection, does that figure lump in the recycling, I presume?
Well, it's so funny. I just read your mind there. I thought you may ask that. It does include the revenues from recycling, which at this point in time is almost nothing. We are losing money in recycling.
That's what I'm
saying. But we're going to continue to recycle because we think it's the right thing to do ecologically. So, yes, you know, the recycling commodities are not what they were several years ago. But we're trying to sit on some of those better commodities and sell them when the markets when the market for those commodities, such as say aluminum, rises. We can sell the aluminum at a higher price. But yeah, that does take that into account. And unfortunately, recycling is not a very good business right now to be in.
Okay.
But we're going to stay in it anyway.
We're going to have to highlight, as we mentioned, 50 items on the agenda. Many are appropriations, and in case folks don't know, the city does help support things like the Baldwin County Economic Development Alliance, $15,000 a year, the Care House to help against victims of sexual abuse, $5,000 a year, Downtown Fairhope Business Association, $20,000, the Art Center, $20,000, the Chamber, $21,000, the Baldwin Pops, Ecumenicals, Ministries, the Fairhope Film Festival, the Mobile Bay National Estuary Program, FEEF, and some more. Even the Fairhope Point Clear Rotary Youth Club, which is a larger appropriation than most at $57,000.
Yes. And Lori, all of these charitable organizations that you're mentioning, and you know, and we actually get some pushback from people because people say, hey, if I want to give to a charity, I'll give my own money, don't give my tax money. You know, that's a pretty valid argument, but there's a very select few organizations that we give to, but for each one of these organizations that we give to, they have to provide a benefit for our city. For instance, the Baldwin County Economic Development Alliance, they support economic development in our city. For instance, they run Hatch, the Small Business Entrepreneur Program, mm-hmm. to bring, you know, better and higher paying jobs to the community. The Care House was one that had left our list for a year or two. The Police Department supports that. That's intended to help victims of violent crime, and we're putting such a small amount of money, just so you know, it's $5,000 a year, which helps people, you know, kind of get their life together after severe sexual or physical abuse.
That's actually the Baldwin County Child Advocacy Center, which they call the Care House, and when I interview them, I'm shocked every year to hear there's over 200 child abuse victims in Baldwin County.
Yeah, there's different ways to help people's health, and you know, mental health is certainly As Cher would say, probably in the next segment, is certainly important to everyone in having a healthy and thriving community. Of course, the Eastern Shore Arts Center, $20,000. You know, that's a staple of our community.
Right.
Something that we're known for. We help the downtown merchants so that they can market themselves, which brings in sales tax revenues and brings people to the town. So all of these things that we spend money on, we get a direct benefit from as well. Direct or maybe sometimes indirect, but mostly direct. Things like FEEF, that's not a monetary donation. That's an in-kind donation where we allow them for half a day the use of Quail Creek Golf Course so that they can raise money on their own. You know, they'll make $50,000 or $60,000 on that golf tournament that they put on, and we just give them the use of the course for basically a half a day. Maybe they go to two tee times, so maybe one full day now.
FEEF is the Fairhope Educational Enrichment Foundation.
Right, right.
We're speaking with Fairhope City Council President Jack Burrell here at WABF. It is 842 and 59 degrees. Number 12 is a big one, authorizing the city to submit an application to ADECA for a grant for recreational trails. This would turn a portion of the Triangle property into a trail with mountain biking and pedestrian use. And the grant total must be, what, about $350,000 you're looking for, as the city would provide an estimated
right.
$150,000.
Right. Which, you know, if we spend $150,000 to improve that, that's almost 40 acres on that side of Veterans Drive on the north side. That will be, you know, a world-class trails program that we could have right there. We've been talking about this for a long, long time. You know, the previous administration, you know, and the council couldn't quite get on the same page. I think we were close to getting some agreement on that, but we never could quite get that mm-hmm. rolling. And I think that the current administration and the council are trying to move this ahead. I'm looking forward to that. We're going to learn more about that. So tune in. You know, our work sessions, if you don't know, starts at 4:30. That's live streamed. You can also attend that in person. So before we, you know, go after a $500,000 grant, which you said it more correctly, we'd be receiving $350,000 and then we'd be paying $150,000. We need to know more about it. So we'll learn more about that in the work session. Lori, this is something important to say. We had a gentleman at the end of the last meeting stand up at the end of the meeting during public participation. And he was concerned that we didn't discuss some of these items enough. And I said, when I asked him, was he at the work session? And he said, no. And I told him, I said, sir, you know, we discuss a lot of these items that we're going through quickly on the agenda. Well, number one, a lot of these are already budgeted. We've already been through them in the budget. But also a lot of these things were discussed in the work session, which you didn't attend. And I said, if you'd have seen that, you'd understand. And we also have an agenda meeting where we go through every single item on the agenda prior to the meeting. Now, we won't get through all 50 in tonight's agenda meeting, but there are about 15 to 20 items out of the 50 that are budgeted items that we went through at budget time. So we'll breeze through those pretty quick. But the other thing that you don't know is that, you know, you're not on video, this is radio, but if you look at this book, Lori, if all you have is the agenda, you have about 3 pages, which is just a synopsis of each resolution. But the council's members have access to this binder, which today is probably close to 300 pages. And we also have digital versions on our MacBooks that we use up there on the dais. So we have digital versions of information, which sometimes is not all contained in our book. We have these big, thick binders. So we're looking at a lot more information than you're seeing in the audience. So I feel like we're making informed decisions. So if it appears that we're rushing through that, we might be because, as I told the guy, I said, you know, if you come to the next meeting, when we get to the garbage rate discussion, I said, we're probably going to blow right through that and spend less than 5 minutes on it. And I said, the reason is because at the last, at the previous work session, we spent 45 minutes discussing it. And at the work session prior to that, we spent an hour on it. So we've spent an hour, and that doesn't even count the conversations that we have when we're not in the meetings. You know, you and I discussed it briefly in here, so that's been talked about for many, many hours before
yes.
we vote on it. So we'll just spend a few minutes on it tonight, probably.
And as a reminder, if you can't watch live, you can pull up YouTube, put in City of Fairhope, and you can watch the work session and the meeting at any time at your convenience.